Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, October 29th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, once again, for joining us tonight, wherever you're located, all around the globe. You could be anywhere, because our call gets out to an average of over 18 or 18 and a half million listeners every Tuesday and Thursday night. And we're pleased to have the satellite team that gets the call transmitted over the Starlink satellite system with permission of the United States Space Force. So thank you for that. And thank you, everybody, that's tuned in through free conference call, and those of you who, and you know who you are, who listen to the big call on the replay, either through the replay link or using the replay number to dial in. So we're pleased that you're listening however you're getting us, and that we can get out. And I have a lot of important things to share tonight. And I know Sue does, and Bob does as well. So let's do this. Let's pray the call in like we do every Tuesday and Thursday night, and we'll take it from there. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we're in a position to receive, that we're prepared, we're ready to receive, and we're looking forward to the blessing that you're coming with and what all that entails. And we're looking forward to not only the blessing for us and our families, but for everyone else that will be blessed through it. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be stewards of these funds and to do the right thing with the money, knowing that it's not money that's the root of all evil, but the love of money that is the root of all evil. So thank you so much that we know the difference. And those of us that are on the big call and big call universe know the difference. So no matter how many zeros are in our account that are following a 1 or a 2 or a 3 or an 8 or a 9, thank you, Lord, for allowing this to move forward and allowing us to use those funds to bless humanity and level the playing field, not only in this country, but in other countries around the globe. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and speak this into existence. In his name, amen and amen. Well, that was a little bit of a roundabout way to get the word out, Sue. Oh, man. Well, I'm excited, you guys. I've got some good information to share, and I know we're looking forward to getting that out. So, Sue, this is a magical time for Bob and you and I to receive the teaching that you have found, and we can actually comment on that teaching and hopefully add to it and deepen it. So thank you for finding the teaching and bringing it to us so beautifully every Tuesday and Thursday night, Sue.
Oh, you're so welcome, Bruce. And it's really, it's a privilege to be able to choose the frame for the call. It's an incredible honor and privilege, and especially because we're reaching such a targeted group of people that are going to be transforming our world. So I try to pick things that will illuminate and elevate that path. And I just want to dedicate this to Jay and Kay, to everyone in the pod. I'm going to give a particular shout out this time to Andrea, Ms. Monica, and I want to give a special couple of stars to Terry for opening my worldview to some very cool new philosophy. So that's nice. Who this is dedicated to.
So here are they gold stars or red stars? What color stars?
Yeah. Silver? What kind of stars did they get? No, they get platinum stars. They get platinum stars. Yeah, platinum. Yeah,
nice.
maybe with some new high frequencies added to them. They're kind of extraordinary. So here's the teaching for tonight. How strongly do you want it? Jesus told a parable in Luke 18 about a widow who went to see a judge to try to get relief from someone who had done her harm. He was an unjust judge. He wasn't fair with her, didn't listen to her, and wouldn't give her the time of day. He just dismissed her and sent her away. The next day, the widow was right back in his courtroom asking for justice. The judge said, "Lady, didn't I tell you no yesterday?" She answered, "Yes, you did. But I'm not going to leave you alone until you give me a yes." He had her put out again, but she came back the next day, and the next, asking for justice, pleading her case. Finally, the judge got so frustrated that he said, "This woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me down with her constant requests." She kept asking for yes in the face of no. If you're going to see your yes, you have to be determined. If you accept the first no, you weren't serious about it. The no's are a test. God wants to see how much and how strongly you want it. If you get discouraged and give up, you didn't want it badly enough. You have to do as this woman did and keep asking, keep praying, keep believing, keep dreaming, keep hoping. If one door closes, try another door. If one company says no, try another company. If one bank turns you down, try another bank. If one person neglects, try another person. A friend of mine was trying to get the financing to start his business. He was turned down by 31 banks in a row. 30 times he was told, "Nope, sorry, we can't help you. It doesn't seem like a good idea to us." He knew that dream had already been stamped with God's yes. He just kept adding his yes, going from closed door to closed door, not getting discouraged. Bank number 32 said, "We think it's a great idea." He started his business, which has taken off and expanded all around the world. He told me how some of those same banks are now trying to get his account. You know what he tells them? No. What am I saying? Don't get discouraged by the no's. The no's are part of your destiny. They're leading you to the yes. You have to come to your closed doors before you get to your open doors. You may have had a lot of no's in the past, things that haven't worked out. You need to get ready. Your yes, your complete fulfillment, your complete honoring is coming. God is going to open doors that you could not open. He's going to cause people to change their mind and go out of their way to be good to you. And they should go out of their way to be good to you because you know who you are and what you deserve. And it's the best, not the least. It's the consideration and the attention, not the non-attention. It's going to be unprecedented favor, and you will know it is the hand of God. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Yes, the parable of the unjust judge. And I pulled a couple of things out of that teaching that I want to talk about. And the first one that struck me is this fellow received 31 no's, and the 32nd was a yes. We like your idea. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes a no means not yet. Sometimes a no means not right now, maybe later. So sometimes, you know, people that are in sales, which I think all of us have been in sales to an extent, get a no on the first attempt, or we're turned away. And then later, maybe we're better prepared. We come back in, or maybe there's something different that we thought of that we didn't present the first time. And then that no turns into a yes, or a let me think about that and get back to you. I don't think you were turned down too many times, Sue. I wasn't turned down too many times. And I have to believe Bob was not turned down very much at all. But it's important that if we believe something enough and we want to pursue a project, that God will provide a way for that to go through. Maybe it's with a different group of individuals. Maybe your leadership team needs an adjustment. Maybe there needs to be a push in a different direction. And you change the focus of the dream. You take the change the focus of the project. But whatever happens, God will honor your steadfast ability to pursue an idea and to make it happen. And most of the time, God will give us the answer to a situation as we plow forward. But I would say the unjust judge does not refer to God. I don't know who it's supposed to be, but it does not seem that when we go to God with an idea or with something that we get turned down time after time. The only thing God might say is, not yet. I'm holding that for you for later. You know, for maybe it's 5 or 10 years later. Look at this RV, for example. Yeah, I've been in it 20 years, invested 20 years. And I thought it would happen in 2 to 6 years after I started. But God said, not yet. He didn't say no. He just said, not yet. You got to stay with it. Started the big call 13 years ago. Thought it was going to go at any time thereafter. God said, not yet. Keep on believing. Keep on doing your call. And we've done it. And Bob came on board, and not long after Bob came on board, Sue came on. And God is saying, it's almost here. Not quite yet. But it's coming. And I've got something to say about that in my segment. And that's what I got out of it, Sue. That's how it affected me. Thank you for that teaching. Bob, what about you? Have you ever received a no that turned into a not yet?
Yeah, you know, thanks, Bruce. I really loved your commentary. And Sue, thank you. It's just such, Half the time when I'm listening to the teaching, I'm missing what's being taught because I'm just thinking about how wonderful it is just to be, you know, on the big call on Tuesday night. And it's like, wow, this is so cool, and the people are so cool. And so it's like, no, wait a minute, what did Sue say? So anyway, so, you know, this the whole thing about yes and no, we had talked about, you know, saying no the other day, that some people have trouble saying no, and we talked about how to do it gracefully. And grace needs to be, you know, in your yeses also, and also in, you know, the times when you're told no is when you want to be the most graceful. And quite often, as you were saying at the end of yours, Bruce, it's like if you ask God, most often you'll hear. So if you're raising money for a business or whatever it is, you can ask God in your prayers, where do I go? These 31 banks said no. Where should I go? Show me a sign, right? And what should I say differently? Why is everyone saying no? What is it that I should be different or say different or wear differently? Mm. And, you know, how can I be gracious and loving regardless of the answer? And here's the other thing. In the one story Sue was saying, the later the banks wanted his accounts, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, no, you don't want to use accounts for those people. But, you know, why did those banks say no? And especially when you're trying to get a project going or raise money, it very well could have just been the wrong time of your business. There are many banks who will never invest in a startup business, but if you go back after your first $1 million in sales, they're more than happy to, right? And that's a lot of investors, that's all they ever do because it takes a lot longer. So if you invest in the startup right at the beginning, okay, that's great. You get more shares for your investment, but you also have to wait another year because the next offering is not for the next year. And what would you have done with your money during that year, right? So it could have been the wrong time of your business, could have been the wrong time for them. They may have just invested a bunch of money just recently. And so, you know, if there's one thing I would always do when leaving the room when someone has said no, and I've had this happen before, and I said to them, well, thank you for your feedback. It's very valuable. And you heard my presentation about what we do to help people with our nutrition products. And if there's anything I can ever do for you or any of your friends or your family, please call me. And I have to tell you, a person from Canada, a billionaire family from Canada, later called me and said, remember when you told us, you know, thanks for the feedback, but to call if you could do something, well, you can. We need your help. Right? And so it's like I remember another yes and no time where I was having dinner with about 10 people in a beautiful private dining area at a conference, and all the seats were full, and we were talking about these new businesses that these young 26-year-old men were starting and who might invest in them. And an 11th person showed up at the door. And I said to him, oh, hi there. And he's like, oh, sorry, I see that you guys are talking business. And, you know, I was just out, you know, having a drink and looking for people to have dinner with, and there's no more seats anyway, so I'll catch up to you guys later. And I said, no. No, don't. Please come in. I'll run out to the dining room and grab another chair, and we'll spread the chairs around, and you're going to join us, right? And so I'll tell you what happened later, Bruce and Sue. That man, that 11th man, was so enthralled with these two young 26-year-olds that he later that week flew to Miami to meet with them and invested in a software business with them and helped them later on create automated AI bots for trading he later came back and introduced me to and said, wait, do you see what these two guys did? And for me, I never invested in what they wanted to talk about at that dinner. But a year later, something new came about from that insistence on not letting the person, you know, walk away. And I don't know, it almost feels like God was guiding us. Like, no, don't let this guy leave. He's going to help you get to the yes. And it's not always the first yes, but it's the right yes. So for me, the first yes was a no, but the right yes came a year later.
Yeah.
And I see this over and over and over and over again with people that I know. Yeah. And you never want to take offense, never close a door behind you.
Right.
Because that person, you know, could open a big doorway for you in the future, especially if you help one of their relatives with their health.
Yeah, that's great, Bob. And also, don't burn any bridges, like you're saying, you know? And I think that story of the 10 at dinner and the 11th that came, that's almost a parable, you know, for us. I mean, that's a beautiful
It was 4 years ago, and I remember it was like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I bet you do. Wow. And your yes came a year later, and we've talked a little bit about that. Yeah, that's great, Bob. I love that story. I think it's so appropriate. You know, no does not always mean no. It sometimes means not yet, or maybe, or catch me a little bit later. In Bob's case, it was a year later. Boom. He's in. Sue, you've heard our stories. You were in sales. You've been an entrepreneur for 33 or 4 years at least. You've had a few no's maybe in your life. What do you think of this teaching in light of what Bob said and what I said?
It's like, where to start? I'm going to start with something that you said at the top, Bruce, and it was before the teaching, and then I'm going to go into, I'm like trying to filter what story I want to bring. You were talking about the love of money. And when you were saying it, I was rewriting it. And I was rewriting it that it's not going to be the love of money that displeases God. It's going to be the love of what distracts you from God and from possibility, which is having the faith to follow the promptings that both you in sales and Bob in sales and me before I started my own company in sales, not my company wasn't about sales, but that's what I did. I was in sales. And what I loved about this teaching, and I'm going to be talking about it, two new concepts in my segment, so please tune in because it's life-changing. So I used to sell corporate communications, very expensive, with a partner from MIT and a partner from Harvard, very expensive, large-scale strategic communication. And I would sell it to all the big corporations. And when they had to put on a big sales show, an annual show, I had to pitch the president, the CEO. I had to be in rooms with people that were, you know, that was the... They had to produce the most compelling message of the year. And so they would buy a package from us. They would do whatever. And I had these two brilliant, I mean, award-winning, brilliant partners. And we were very young. That's how we're not going to let anybody do the math. We were very young. And we started from scratch. And one of my, how would I say, he was kind of a mentor, and he was at Parker Brothers, and he said, "Wow, you're really taking a risk here. But I believed in these two people so much because I had gone to Gillette and with one of these partners, and in our first meeting, we sit down, we're sitting with the head of sales for Gillette International, and he goes, we're talking to him. He'd met me once, and I had, and this is something I think you'll recognize, I had what is called alacrity. And alacrity is that sort of eager readiness. And that's what always, I think, made people realize that whoever I was, if I was bringing an idea, it's because I believed in it so purely and I knew it was so good that the people in the room kind of caught that. They caught that. And this man from Gillette says, "Just a minute, Sue." And he leaves the room and he comes back with a binder, like, you know, maybe 10 inches tall. And he goes, "Here you go. You have the job." And he left the room again and I said, "Are we on candid camera? Are we on candid camera?" I mean, it was like, I could not believe that we got one of the biggest companies in the country to, on the spot, give us this huge job of, like, literally their whole year's sales meetings. And what that meant to me was, what that taught me was, and I think this is going to be true for all of us as humanitarians, it's not about the no's, it's not about the whatever. When people are really committed to something, and when they really believe in something, and it's fused with energy, like Bob opening the door for that guy to come in was because his energy is always expansive, is always loving, is inclusive, and that opened the door for possibility. And out of that possibility came a radical new creation. And it's going to take people that have the motivation and the spark, write that down, the alacrity. And that's become very, very clear to me. Show me the people that are going to match that spark. Show me the people that are going to match intentionality. Bob was very intentional. He knew that this was amazing group of people. This person wanted to come in. He was very intentional about growing the possibility in that moment. And as of today, I got so clear about people that are showing up to be intentional, that can show you that they're in it. They can show you that they're excited about it. They can show you that they're ready for it. That is what this teaching, and not looking at the love of money, which is the love of outside stuff, what is. Bankers are, all they're doing is reducing risk because they're trapped in a materialistic world and in a, you know, fixed objects, scarcity, control, all of that. Now, we're going to have to be the leaders that can be so clear, so authentic, so in integrity. When we give our word that something is exceptional, or that you should watch something, or that you should do something, when you say something like that and you ask somebody to do it, you're going to know if they have that yes that matches your intention, like Bob pulling out the chair, to make possibility happen. And it's not about money. It's not about all the old ways you've looked at objects or relationships or any of it. It's going to be about the finding the people, just like that woman, that persisted because she believed in that idea so much. It was so 100% yes for her compared to a judge that was most likely using a very analytical, status quo, got to control it mindset. And she said, I'm not going to have any of it. I know this. I believe in this. And it's that that makes somebody get a job from Gillette on the spot. It's that that is the faith and the energy that moves mountains and says, it's the energy of God's good that I am here to bring you. And if you don't recognize it, okay, I'll move on. And that's how I feel about that story.
Well, how do you really feel about it, Sue? You know, when I commented on what I said, that the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, I believe that. Money in and of itself is neither good nor bad. It's a tool. It's a vehicle. It's a way for us to get things done.
It's getting trapped in matter, Bruce. It's getting trapped in matter. That's all it is. It's the root of getting trapped in fixed
ideas. Well, that might be an extension of it. But the point is, we need to love people. We need to love God. Huh. We don't need to love money.
Matter.
That's my point.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I'm just helping people to see it. Beyond that, it's like the concept is really saying, don't get trapped in the object world that is fixed. That's the whole purpose. The whole purpose is use your energy to make possibility happen. Don't think that money is the end. It's not. It's the beginning of possibility. But if you think it's the root of evil, the root of evil
is the love of money, Sue. It's real important to understand the distinction. The love of money.
Love of money. The love
of
getting.
The love of money. That's the whole point. And people don't get that. They don't understand it. They think the Bible says money is the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible says. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. I'm going with that.
Okay. You go for it.
There's a real distinction there. There's a real distinction. And I'm
it's
just
like
making that distinction.
The
love
of the
material. Because we're going to be coming into a lot of money, and I don't want everybody in Big Call Universe to get waylaid by that. I want them to use the money because we're stewards. This is a blessing that we're stewards of. We have to do the right thing with the money. And we've talked about that for years.
Well, I think it's also, to me, this is what I see. To me, it's the love of external distraction. So if you're looking at the money, if you're looking at the houses, if you're too busy that you can't create the space for God and the space for your clarity, hold on a second, then you're in trouble. I'm not going to take this call.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I know you have to. I know who it is, yeah. All right, well, I think I made my point very clear, and I look forward to further discussion down the road maybe about this. But it's just really important that we realize that that money is an object, it's a vehicle. Sue talks about things that are external. Yeah, money buys external things. It does, but don't be consumed by it. Don't be consumed by the fact that money is to be utilized, you know, to help. God talks about money throughout the Bible a lot of times, a lot of mentions. He wants us to receive this blessing. He wants us to use it for his purposes, ideally. doesn't mean every nickel we pick up goes right to God or to his people or his preachers or his ministries or whatever. But you know in your heart when you're giving to a good organization, to people that need help, that's what we're going to be aware of. That discernment is what I'm looking for us to cultivate in our own lives. Are you back yet, Sue?
I'm back in.
Okay. Well, thank you for that teaching. Wow. That was some pretty good stuff. And I love Bob's comments and your comments, and I love my comments too. So let me do this. Let's set that aside. First time I've ever said I like my comments on the big call. But let's do this. Let us get into our Tuesday night praise report and see if we have any praise reports that we can bring out tonight, Sue.
One second. And I'm sure we do. I have them all lined up. I'm just looking for them.
Okay.
Let's do this. Here we go. Where's our... We have a hybrid. Where's my hybrid? Here we go. Let's do Scott.
Okay, Scott.
First, we need all those who believe in Jesus, the Big Call Universe. Yes, I'm taking a stand. This is very important. I'm praising God through the Holy Spirit. In the founding of our country, many were pastors involved in politics to get out and vote. Update, I'm doing very well. Thanks for all the prayers. God, can I suggest to you it's time to save America and the world? Bruce, Bob, and Sue, you're the best. We appreciate your leadership. Much love from Kansas. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Very kind and very timely to mention those comments. Thank you for you as well. Very good.
Let's see. See one more time. Now we're going to do praise from Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
God always comes first, always. Your constant love is better than life itself, and so I will praise you every day and night. National Cat Day, Tuesday, 10/24. She loves the cats.
Meow. Meow.
National Cat Day is observed on October 29th each year, with the same holiday being celebrated in Canada on August 8th. It was created to bring awareness to the number of cats that need to be rescued each year.
Mm-hmm.
With 40 to 70 recognized cat breeds, there's a cat for all cat lovers. National Oatmeal Day, Tuesday, 10/29/24. With all the way to eat oatmeal, we had to dedicate a day to it. National Treat Your Pet Day, Wednesday, 10/30/24. Let your pets have extra fun with their favorite kibbles this National Treat Your Pet Day.
Yes.
National Checklist Day, Wednesday, 10/30/24. If you pride yourself on your organizational skills, then put a check mark next to National Checklist Day on October 30th, a cherished holiday which keeps our lives together. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings of love and blessings of kindness, blessings of joy and blessings of laughter, blessings of peace and blessings of good things to come. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us unconditionally, for all the leaders and listeners on the Big Call, for the beautiful weather, for being there for us 24/7, for having the freedom to pray anytime, getting us closer to this RV, keeping us together on this big call with prayers, updates, and great information while we're getting closer to getting the 800 numbers. For the med beds that should be available soon, the freedom to vote, in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Philippians 4:6. May everyone be blessed through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Jeannie.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. That was good. Those were our praise reports for tonight. Yeah, our hybrids, which is fine.
Yeah, that's the hybrid ones.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeannie, especially National Cat Day tomorrow. And, I've had numerous rescues of kitty cats. Actually, I think every one that I've adopted has been a rescue. And you guys know I love cats, and got two right now, and they're doing great. And so I'm very pleased with that, Jeannie. Thank you for that. And, it's good. Oatmeal, you guys can have the oatmeal. Sue, you can have your Mapo. You guys remember a commercial back in the old days that said, I want my Mapo. You remember that, Sue?
Yes, of course.
I want my Mapo. So funny. Well, you like Mapo, and I guess it's maple oatmeal, right? Well,
yes.
I didn't know that. If I had known it was maple, I probably would have tried it. But we never had that. We never had oatmeal in the house, ever. I missed out on something, didn't I? All right, Sue. That was really fun. Thank you, Jeannie. Let's go into your segment, Sue. And let's see what it is. You've wrapped up your class last night, your latest class. And tell us what it is you want us to assimilate tonight, Sue. With alacrity.
I think what we're going to talk about, it's interesting, I'm kind of doing this like I've been known to do, is we're going to talk about the concept of agency and high agency. And I don't know if anybody knows what that really means, but high agency means when you're highly intentional. And it's been really fascinating to watch how different people are with their agency, and how when we talk about doing something like a world-class presentation, or we talk about the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which was designed to make it easier for people to steward and be purposely faithful and empowered post-blessing. And to watch people that, you know, they're going to be doing projects, and yet they struggle to pay attention to their emails, or they struggle to, you know, like if I send out a request to somebody, and because I'm so focused on making sure that I'm learning something, I'm going to be paying attention because I think it's essential to what I have to do or how I want to upgrade my thinking. And so, everybody, if you'd like, get your pen out. Look up the word high agency, because that's something we're going to be bringing in to our teams, into our families. And we want to evoke, not tell people, but evoke high agency, the curiosity of how can I be proactive? How can I learn what this person in front of me needs, or ask them, what do you need to feel good about this relationship we're in? I want you working with me. What do you need? How would I show up? if that was really exciting for you, or really we had a positive relationship. All of this is in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And it's going to be very important, because a lot of people have learned these adaptive behaviors. So they're not asking directly. That's low agency. They're not saying, okay, we're going to get into a relationship here. What is it that would make it meaningful? What would make it valuable to you? Well, you know, why don't people ask that? Because they've never been in a society that's designed to be a win-win. They've been in a win-lose or a lose-lose situation. And so that's the reason why we developed the Golden Wisdom Bundle, is we took all this information and all these strategies that we had accumulated through the incredible connections that I've been able to have access to through Bruce, the insights that I've had through my own coaching business and practice, and we turned it into something that answers this question. How can I proactively equip myself to be a powerful conduit and have alacrity, the readiness to serve God and the people that are going to be involved in my projects? How can I make it so that it's like, my gosh, do I want to be involved in your projects? Because if you can't get the people on your team, what's going to happen to your project? If you can't lead them because you are passionate, yes. Emotionally regulated, yes. Emotionally mature, yes. So that they feel like, wow, I can really count on them being wise, showing up, showing distinctions, showing inspiration, showing alacrity, showing me that they're excited about the vision, and they're excited about me. When was the last time you had somebody that really could show you that they were authentically excited about you in their life? And they did it repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly, because that's how they felt about how you are. That's number one. But number two, it's no good if you only are, it's a one-way thing. You've got to be emotionally regulated, enthusiastic, strengthening, mature, and in a reciprocal relationship. All of this is in, we actually have a whole module on the heart and science of collaboration. And it's so amazing when you listen to that, when you listen to that series of four classes, what you're going to learn about, sadly, what does lack of collaboration look like? And when are you going to finally say, I'm not being collaborated with? You need to find, and you're going to be in a position where the world around you is going to be showing, you've got to refine how you think about your relationships. You will be in that practice. It's all going to be about relationships. The relationship you have with your premier banker, with your assistant, with your everybody that's coming into your life. And there are a lot of new relationships. And you've got to be the person that makes them want to show up, so they want to support you, because you're so appreciative of the way they are supporting you. And you're going to learn how to do that in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. You're going to learn how to be a self-directed, high alacrity, high agency. That means you became proactive about how you need to upgrade to handle this love of God. The love of God. The love of God. That's where it's coming from. And if you put your heart and you put your soul and you put your entire being into learning what we put into the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you're going to grow your capacity to see yourself as embodying the love of God. That's your number one priority. And when you love yourself and you love God, you're going to be able to show up with alacrity for other people. And if you don't have that, you won't be able to do it. So all you need to do, it's a very concise message tonight. I think if you listen to what Bruce is going to say, I'd like to ask you if you have any interest in showing and demonstrating high agency, which means high commitment, and high alacrity, which means high readiness. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put Golden Bundle 300. And we're just working with PayPal right now. So just put your name, your telephone number, and we will either, you can say if you have a PayPal account, that's great for us. But otherwise, we'll send you an invoice. All you have to do is add your debit card. If you can do that tonight, we'll get them done early, not early, early, but starting at about 8:30 tomorrow morning. So I'm encouraging you to strengthen yourself and get this overview of the new emerging landscape that is going to be the post-RV humanitarian project and humanitarian founder skills, identity, emotional, and complete readiness package. It's called the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And that's what I have to say for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Very well said. Appreciate that. The Golden Bundle 300 goes in the subject line. The email address to use is Integrated Minds, Integrated, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And then Golden Bundle 300 goes in the subject line. It's $300. For $550 worth of classes. So it's a big discount that you're able to get now. And this will be the only time that you can get it is before the numbers, the 800 numbers, actually come out. So please get those emails out to Sue tonight. Let her know so that she can start sending these out in the morning. Okay? And that's really great. Sue, thank you for that very much. I appreciate that. Really good. And I'll remind everybody in the Intel segment, too. Well, that was wonderful. I thought that was great. I love the alacrity. That's a great new word. That's got to be at least 50 cents to a dollar, that word. That's great. Bob, you led off with a bang tonight, and I really appreciate what you said in the comments about the teaching. I'm telling you, the idea of having 10 people seated at the table with one that came in a little bit late, there was no room for him in the inn, and yet you said, no, come on in, I'll get another chair. We'll make room for you. That ended up being the guy that, it's just a beautiful story, really. And that was the guy that actually invested and found these two 26-year-olds to be really sharp. And then later you ended up saying yes to that proposition. Well, Bob, what do you think? I don't know where I'm taking you, but obviously you've done well, and you've said yes to a lot of other things. And I appreciate the fact that you said yes to the big call, you know, 9.5 years ago.
Yeah, thank you. Yep, I'm glad I did. And, you know, starting Boomers Forever Young was Larry's idea.
I had just
moved from New York and was trying to quietly retire in Florida. And it was one of those things where I had I have a nephew who was working at an investment bank. And there was an older man that worked in the desk next to him. And he got sick. He was missed a couple days of work, came back, missed a couple more days. And he called in, talked to my nephew and said, I'm not coming back to work. And I've only got a couple of days left to live.
Oh, wow.
And that's when my nephew called me to see if I could go and help him. So I went to his house. And I can't go into all the different things I did to help him, but I can tell you that one was the healing codes.
Mm-hmm.
And the healing codes, there is a powerful hands-on healing technique that was shown by Jesus to a man by the name of Dr. Lloyd. And he was praying for his wife, who had a very severe illness. And Jesus came to him and said, use this technique right here. And showed him how to position your hands, what to say that would create the healing. And he went home, and after 17 years of illness, he was able to heal her. And he's still practicing today, Dr. Lloyd. And I got to learn the healing codes. And sure enough, those same
Excellent.
God-given healing techniques were able to help this man, who's still alive today, now 18 years later. And,
Fantastic.
And so it was just like one, then this person's brother got sick, so I felt compelled to help his brother, and then I felt compelled to help Larry, who was also very sick, and then Larry said, how about we start a company so we can help a lot more people instead of just you helping one person at a time. And I'd been involved in companies before that were helping thousands of people at a time, and that's not what I had planned for this part of my life. But when I said yes, it was yes, and that was in 2009
mm-hmm.
when we first started working on this. And now, Bruce, one of the things that I think is really cool is I see testimonials every day from people that I have no idea who they are.
Right.
And I see, sometimes I see testimonials from old friends or people I know, but for the most part, it's, you know, 99 out of 100 are people that found us, and a good portion of them through the big call. And they don't always say it. They're like, here's a lady who sent in a picture of herself at the beach. She just really fit and beautiful looking, and sent this 9 hours ago. And she's talking about Boomer Boost. She said, I love boomers. It lets me keep going to the ocean, my serenity place. And here's another guy wrote in about Myotrol, who sent us a picture of him, and he's looking really fit. He's 61, and I love Myotrol, especially the way it makes me feel and how it's improving my workouts. Both my wife and I used the product. We were out for a week during the hurricane. When we got our next shipment and got back on schedule, my wife commented, how she noticed a huge difference in her energy level being back on Myotrol versus the week we were out, thanks to the Boomers team.
Awesome. That's great news.
Yeah, here's another guy wrote in about the heirloom barley, and he got it because he wanted to start to detoxify, especially his liver.
Okay.
And he found out that the very first thing it was helping him with was his digestive system. And we've heard that a lot. And it's very interesting because, you know, we're certain that there are compounds in the barley that we don't really know what they are because there's so many thousands. But when a seed is being sprouted, what's happening is digestion making way for genesis. And a seed contains a lot of protein and other things and that need to be broken down. And so there's a code for digestive enzymes in the seed DNA itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's released. Those enzymes are released so the proteins get digested. And I'm thinking we usually know that there's residual traces of things that are not used up completely during the sprouting process. And some stuff is made in order to become an upstream metabolite that will help create something anew. And I'm wondering if, because we've heard so many times about this help with digestive system, if there's residual digestive enzymes that are still in those sprouts that were not needed for the entirety of the job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible. We have one last testimony, another person talking about Myotrol. This is a woman, 65 years young. I had been walking 3 miles, and now I'm walking 6 miles, and I'm feeling like I'm 30 years old. I absolutely
awesome.
Love Myotrol and have told my colleagues about this product. Yeah, another woman in her 60s who's can walk twice as far now. She was walking quite a ways before.
Yeah, 3 miles and went to 6.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's
great.
6 miles.
Really
good.
Yeah, that's a nice long walk.
Yeah.
Really, that's terrific.
So, Bruce, the sale we still have going on for a few more days is the 20% off sale for people that put new things onto AutoShip. So if you already are using the AutoShip program, sometimes it's called subscribe and save, because you do save quite a bit. And some people are already on, but if there's something new, like if you haven't tried the Myotrol yet and you want to put it onto your subscription, you get 20% off for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have never been on AutoShip for anything and you want to put a couple things on, those products you're going to get 20% off for the next 2 months. And that's a really good opportunity, especially for the products you may want to make sure you never run out of. And that's a really good thing to do. And it's and the thing is this, Bruce, we've invested in new versions of the software that we use for our website and talked to quite a few people about the best way to make it real easy for people to use the AutoShip system. And because we know that if people take products consistently, they get better and better and better and better. I'm still seeing improvements 6 months later from Myotrol, you know, including helping unload the 6 tons of barley that arrived at our office.
Right.
And
yeah.
I was telling Ron, I was so happy the boxes were lighter this year. And because I could lift two of them up at once and put them up on high shelves. And he's like, What are you talking about? Those boxes aren't lighter. They're the exact same as they were last year. And I was able to work for 5 straight hours without stopping lifting those boxes. And the year before, I would have had to take a break or two to catch my breath and get a glass of water, you know. But
sure. That's amazing.
It's really, really valuable for people to have great software that allows them to change things at any time. You can change it on your phone. You can change it on your computer. And you can change it by calling us as well. And our staff is really good at helping people change their auto ship. Why? Because things happen where people want to add something. They want to subtract something. Maybe they were in the hospital and for 2 weeks they couldn't take their nutrition products and they don't need a bunch of extra, so they want to change it to for 2 weeks later. And the staff is really good at all that, and they understand exactly if anybody needs to change something. They're really fluent at it. It's like, tap, 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 okay, it's all changed, no worries. And also, Bruce, if you forget something, if you are on auto ship and you really didn't want to get that month's shipment for whatever reason, just give us a call and send it back if you want to, right? We'll change it for you. Right? It's that easy. And so you never have to worry about that anymore. The systems are so good that you don't have to worry about it. And the other thing, Bruce, I just wanted to say quickly is we got a bunch of really great feedback recently from people who are using the circulation mat. Including one person who had, during all of the hurricane work that was going on, had really seriously hurt her back to the point where she had to walk with crutches.
Oh, wow.
And the family called us to let us know. We're like, did she put the spot from the circulation mat onto her back? They're like, no, I don't think so. Yeah. And so it's like just special attachment, right? We're like, put it on program 2 and put it on there for 40 minutes. And an hour later, put it on for another 40 minutes and keep doing it. And when she goes to sleep at night, have her sleep with the spot underneath her back. The next morning, she woke up. She was 50% better. The following morning, she was completely 100% better.
Fantastic.
And And we hear testimonials about people with severe circulation problems when they reach out to us. They've been to this doctor, that doctor, the other, and they're still having issues. And we know from research studies at Cornell University that this particular circulation mat dramatically increases your circulation to your feet, your hands, and particularly your brain. And they did tons of research on circulation to the brain and dementia.
Wow.
And essentially proving that a gigantic portion of people with dementia, it's because of poor circulation to their brain. And the minute you lie down on the circulation mat for the first time, your circulation improves 30% within 8 minutes.
Wow, that's terrific.
That's how powerful that circulation mat is. And it helps with all kinds of things. They treat people with broken bones, soft tissue injuries, headaches, stiff neck, stiff back. And, of course, the big mat itself for overall circulation. I've been lying on one twice a day, Bruce, for 7 years now.
Yep, for 8 minutes at a time.
Yep. Anyway, just wanted to let people know we've been hearing about that type of thing. And that is what I have to say for tonight. It's 11 minutes after 10.
Okay, Bob, appreciate that so much. And to go further on the circulation mat, if anyone's interested in getting that, you should let them know at Boomers. Remember, the phone number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. 4609. And that's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. Now, realize this. A circulation mat is something you could call in or you could send an email to get the information about it. But if you can get in and call them, just call them and let them know, and someone will either call you back or send you by email the information that is relevant to the circulation mat. It's a great idea. Now, the other thing is when you want to get in touch with Boomers, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you get on our website, you'll see the homepage has at the top a banner that says Boomers on it. That's a direct link into Bob's website. So you just click on it, it'll take you right into the Boomers website. And then you can see the various products that are there. You can see product descriptions, the cost of the products. You can go to the sale page and see any products that are bundled or on sale. You know the sale that Bob was talking about now is for people that want to start with a new auto ship or sign and save or subscribe and save type auto ship program, which comes to you monthly, and you can add any new products. Like anybody out there is on auto ship, if you don't have Myatrol on your auto ship, add it. It'll save you the 20%, but you'll need it. And once you get it and start using it, you're going to want to continue to use it. So even if you haven't started with Myatrol, for me, I would add it. I would add it. I love the Goodnight formula. I would put that on it. Obviously, the basic D3, very inexpensive. You could put that on there. You know, there are a lot of things that are real basics. And you should look over, see what you're using, see what you're not using, but you might want to add it, and go ahead and put it on, and then get the 20% for the first 2 months. Okay? So do that. And be apt to really enjoy the benefits of these products that Boomers has for us. All right, so we know the phone number. We know the website is available when you go to bigcalluniverse.com and click on the banner above, and that will take you right into the Bob's website. So let's go from there and take ourselves into the Intel portion of the call. So, since is it today is National Kitty Cat Day? Okay, I'm moving over to let a kitty cat in. That was meowing to come in, so I'm going to do that. Thank you, Jeannie. All right, here we go. Thank you. There you go. So, let's see where we are Intel-wise. I'm really excited about this Intel segment. So I'm going to try to do the best I can to remember it all and to get it out to everybody. Okay? First of all, let's talk about what I've heard from one of our best sources out of Iraq. All right, let's go back. Now, remember, you guys, the Forex has all the currencies that are more or less more tradable currencies that are being exchanged, being traded on. And it is up all week long and goes down at 5 o'clock on Friday so that they can settle trades that have taken place all week. And then it comes back up 48 hours later at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. And we see that, and we talk about the fact that during that time is when new currencies or changes in the rates would come up at 5 o'clock or later, on Sunday. Now, we know the Forex can show currencies on any day, any given Sunday, so to speak, any time. Doesn't have to be on Sunday at 5. But we know that Iraq's first business day of the week is Sunday. And we know that they had a new tradable dinar that came up on Sunday at 5, and that that currency, since last Sunday, was being traded and used for purchases in 6 countries in the Middle East since Sunday. So I don't know exactly what the dinar rate is for trading purposes, but you guys might remember years ago they talked about the Iraqi dinar would be a regional currency. And there are other currencies that are going to be used regionally. And the dinar was going to be the one that was going to be used in the Middle East. It is. And it will be, at least for some period of time. I don't know for how long. I really don't. Because realize this. Every country is sovereign now. And there are no more central banks around the globe. They're being referred to as sovereign banks. Like the CBI, Central Bank of Iraq, is now the sovereign bank of Iraq. So that's a very positive thing. There's a gentleman named Alak, A-L-A-K, and he was the head of the CBI, which is now the SBI, the sovereign bank of Iraq. Okay, so that's a nice positive move. Well, Alak, and we believe, this is what we believe has happened, Alak and, let's see, who is it? The president of Kurdistan, which is, oh, I can't think of his name right now, and the prime minister of Iraq, which is Sudani, and Barzani, thank you, Lord, Barzani is the president of Kurdistan. Kurdistan's a province, but it has its own regional government called the KRG, Kurdistan Regional Government. So at least these gentlemen, if not more, were on a call with our President Trump, who told these people on a call today that it is time for the healing to begin. It is time for the healing to begin. And he was suggesting in that call that we would start the RV Wednesday, the 30th of October, which is tomorrow. Now, that's what we've heard from very strong sources in Iraq that have spoken to people who are aware of this call that took place. And we know that some of these people were here meeting with President Trump a few weeks ago, not long ago, and I'm sure they pretty much had gone over everything they needed to talk about. And we know that some are on their way here now and may already be here. And we just have that information. I won't get deeply into it, but that's really positive for us. So Iraq, we've always said, was the linchpin to this whole thing going, and that we were sort of dependent upon them getting things done. The good news is, since Sunday, this past Sunday, the government of Iraq has paid, using the newly revalued dinar, back salaries, back pay, We thank contractors as well as retirees at the new Dinar rate. And they have that on their debit cards that they can see and go into and spend. And obviously, if it's in the United States, which we know some people that are Iraqi Americans, they get the amount and it's converted into dollars. When is our USN supposed to show up? Well, we know that our new USN currency, which I call folding money that goes into wallets, money clips, purses, that is at the redemption centers and has been for a couple of years now, our new money, which has nothing about the Federal Reserve on it. It's a U.S. Treasury note, USTN. Okay, that is in the redemption centers waiting for us to go and get some new cash if we want it, the new cash money. So it's there, it's in place. So whenever it is that we're to start exchanges and redemption of ZIM, that's when that new money would be available to us. The banks should be about the same time. The banks will have it about the same time that we go in for our exchanges. In fact, when we go in for our exchanges, we're supposed to have the notification of, I can't think of what it's called right now, the system that's supposed to get the messages out, the emergency broadcast system, thank you, Lord, to get the EBS, EAS, EWS, EBS, early broadcast system, EAS, emergency alert system, which is on our phones, and the EWS, the emergency wireless system. So those three are going to be connected and used to get out information that will essentially give us cover for when we go in for our exchanges. It should be happening. What I've heard today was it should be simultaneous with the start of our appointments and redemption. It should be at the same time. So we'll look forward to that happening. Now, the other thing that we have heard is regarding emails. One of the people that's a contact for us that works in a redemption center had a 12-hour day today. He was waiting on an email to arrive at 8 o'clock tonight. That would have been an hour before the big call started. And he received that email and had to forward it to three other redemption centers in his area. I'm sure this happened all over the United States. This was not a one-off. This was something that would have happened all over the country and maybe in Canada as well. We don't have that confirmed, but I can believe that it probably did go that way. So what's interesting about it is the email was to contain information about tomorrow around 11 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know if that means that's a start for us, if that's when numbers on 800 numbers are to go out, but I think it's highly possible that we do get started in some form or fashion tomorrow. I believe that was the plan that President Trump wanted to put this into effect now. And that's what the call was with Iraq. And I believe that decision was set for us to get started tomorrow. And so I'm looking forward to that happening. Now, does it mean we get numbers and that's it? Or do we get numbers and set appointments? Do we get numbers, set appointments, and start exchanges? I think it's most likely that we would set our appointments for Thursday. I hate to say Charlie Ward's Thursday, but that's what it would be, Thursday, if we get numbers tomorrow as indicated, and that we set our appointments tomorrow and go quite possibly starting Thursday. And we'll go right through at least the first 15 or 18 days of November. Now, it's interesting that President Trump said that the healing needs to begin now, or tomorrow, essentially, is what he said. The healing needs to start tomorrow. And we know that's going to provide healing in terms of the funds coming in to heal our land and heal each other. Everything that we have projects to do, all of that. So I'm excited about that possibility. I'm very excited that this is it, that this will happen. It's not absolute. I hate to say what the kids say, same, 100%. Two words, two things that they say, same and 100%. And I find myself saying that occasionally, so it's not just the kids. But what I find interesting is this is what we've been waiting for. And what I was alluding to earlier was I believe this is the time that God is saying yes to our dreams, to our plans, to our projects, to our future. And I'm excited about it, as you should be as well. And there's an expression I'm not a fan of that says, let's just wait and see, or let's see what happens. All of that we know. We know that. We've heard that forever. And I'm going to have to say, we're going to have to see what happens tomorrow to find out. I don't know that there's any reason to go into too much of anything regarding redemption centers. We know that rates on the redemption center screens are populating, and that means they're going up. And we know that we have fixed rates on the bank screens, but we know the redemption center screens are what we're going to work off of, and it's going to be I think the rates themselves are going to be so good, it'll blow us away, especially the contract rate on the Iraqi dinar. They should offer that to us, not at the banks, but only at the redemption centers. Okay? Just so you know the difference. So, I hope everyone is prepared for this event, and I hope that you are getting in touch with Sue so you can pick up the Golden Wisdom Bundle before this goes, before the numbers come out. So I'm hoping emails are going out now and tonight to Sue to integratedminds@hushmail.com, letting her know that, yes, I'd like the Golden Bundle 300, you put that in the subject line of your email, and you put the fact that you have PayPal, and will use PayPal, and also that you have a cell phone number and a name in the body of the email in case Sue needs to contact you or text you. She'll do that if she needs to. But the classes in the bundle are coming by email to you. So the email is how you settle up the $300. Again, the value of the bundle is $550, but you're getting it at a discount of $300 total. So Golden Bundle 300 in the subject line. send that off to her tonight, and she'll get as many as she can out in the morning for those that want it. And we highly recommend that you get it. It's going to give you a lot of the information that you need when you come out of the Redemption Center appointment and you get in your car and you're driving home. You need to have this at home or possibly even before you do your appointment. It's going to make a big difference. It's going to prepare you for a really different an awesome future that you've got going, that you have coming for you. So I'm excited with alacrity about that. Sue did a great job in her segment tonight and told everybody about that. And I'm just excited, guys. I think we finally are going to see the fruits of our labor. And it's been great to work with Sue and Bob over the last 9.5+ years in getting this information out to you. So what I want to do is just say thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Jeannie, GCK, Pastor Scott, and everyone in Big Call Universe that has been listening to the Big Call for 13 years. And thank you for the satellite team, our SAT team, I call them, that has been getting the call out and doing such a beautiful job to get the call out to everyone all over the globe by piggybacking on the Starlink satellite system. So that's been a very beautiful and wonderful thing. So I am going to find my phone and get ready to turn the recording off in a minute or so. And we'll do that as soon as I can find it. I did this the other day. And, yep, this is what I wanted to say tonight. So be sure that you're getting your emails out to Sue. Remember, the address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then you want to do that as soon as you can tonight to get that out so she can get you the information out to you about the Golden Bundle 300. All right, let me see if I can find this thing. And don't ever set your phone down in the dark where you can't find it. All right, what else do I want to say then in the meantime? It's been wonderful to have the opportunity to share with you guys all this time. I really think it's special that we've had the opportunity to do this call, to have a platform to get the word out. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate that. And I'm just going to have to turn the call off as soon as I can do it. And turn the recording off, too. As soon as I find my phone, which I'm having trouble finding right now. Oh, I shouldn't have said it down, but I did.